We have the grand finale over here of this very, very interesting sugya. We arrive at the Gemara, the second half of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Afilu tamas umpas." In what state are we arriving? Let's go carefully, and now let's build the second half based on the first half. Afilu tamas umpas. Where are we holding? The Gemara at this point held that the reason why you swear is the Machlekes Rashi, and we're going to call it Tosis for lack of better things. It's a random paradox, okay? What's the Machlekes? Rashi holds that the reason why you swear at this point, because of this newfangled Vort of Machusik of Vaina, it's not a full-scale Moitzi, so you don't need Edom, but it's not B'chidi, I can't let you get things without anything, Shakni Lashon Rashi, we make you swear. Shishitas Rashi, created over here as Achlev, which I stressed a number of times, doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas, that there's a low level din of Moitzi Mechavei Avraya that says you're some sort of Moitzi, we require at least a Shvur. According to Tosfos, no such thing can be done, like we said many times. So Tosfos learns that the reason why he swears with virus a suffix, which means that when we have a, we want to go make a psak of Yechleku, so we go ahead and we paskin, when you want to make a psak of Yechleku, we go ahead and we paskin, you need a shvur to clarify the best you can. In middle, I'm stressing again, we spoke about yesterday, big raid, which is really the basis and the foundation of Samus with Dallas. What was the Kasha? Was the Kasha of the direction of Rashi? You shouldn't get anything. Kasha was the Oshayna hold, you shouldn't get it without swearing. I want to point out that you know that it's rare when you have a line of a Gemara where the daily Oshayna say two different Pshatim. Rashi learns that the Pshat is, well, Raya, you shouldn't get anything. And the Oshayna learned that the Kasha is, you should get it without a Shvuah. Two extremes. They can't get more extreme than that. You should get it without anything. And the Medugah is, like we said yesterday, about Chavah Gedolah. So we've arrived now when the dust settles with a kasha on sumpus. Our mission doesn't stick with sumpus. If you swear because of metu v'avraya, sumpus doesn't hold of it. And if you swear because of the virus of something, he doesn't hold of it because sumpus has a case of yachleku, he doesn't hold you swear. Already on, just for clarity's sake, the first kasha is a lumdish kasha. I mean, Rashi is a lumdish kasha. You can't tell me you swear because you're a moitzi, he doesn't hold of the concept of moitzi, he doesn't hold of the concept of the moment. According to the second pshat, the second derech, it's not a lumdish kasha, it's a factual kasha. You tell me over here that when you do a chalukah, you should do your best to clarify things. I see sumpus doesn't hold it, because sumpus also does yechleku. I told a number of you last night that one of the Rochim expressed himself, all the places is yechleku. There's no places that it says yechleku. It's our Mishnah and the sumpus. There is no other place in Shas where appears a din of yechleku. It's Mishnah Shnei Berachos and the Talis and it's sumpus. So the Gemara is a practical kasha. Why over here do you swear over there now? Even the Gemara. The Gemara says three terutzim here. Okay? Three terutz. Terutz number one, Afilu Tamas. By the way, the Gemara is making a major hunt. If you realize that the Mishnah should stim with sumpus, we want the Mishnah to stim with sumpus. We don't want Aloy sumpus. Should argue, say it that way, okay? We want the Mishnah to stim with sumpus. Second one, Afilu Tamas sumpus. Kiyama sumpus shema v'shema. When does sumpus say you don't swear? V'shema v'shema. Boy, 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 amai. What, why? What does it mean? Sumpus is his entire din. He doesn't hold the words of Avraham. It was only said v'shema v'shema. Boy, boy, he didn't say his din. By Bari Bari, he's made it to the Rabbanon that we say Amaytu Mechavel Varaya. A very big Tifa raid now to say it's the hardest raid of this man. Hold on to your seats. What's the Pashav Shat in this Gemara like Rashi? And then we'll move over to Tosfos, okay? If you Rashi, what's the Pashav Shat? The reason why you swear in, according to Rashi, according to Rabbanon, is because of Shitas Rabbanon, the Shitas Amaytu Mechavel Varaya. Someone's got a hold of it. Says the Gemara, but there's an Andiyomer over there in Baba Kama. There's an Andiyomer over there in Baba Kama who holds that Sumchus was moided by Bari Bari. Vashadi was moided by Bari Bari. Vashadi was moided by Bari Bari. He was moided to Rabbanon. He was moided to the Rabbanon. That's what it means, by the way. He was moided to the Rabbanon. So Bari asks you, okay, so why do you swear according to Sumchus in our Mishnah? Same reason according to Rabbanon. Why does you according to Rabbanon on the Fi Rashi? Rashi just said in the Rashi before. Because you're Mechusa Gavayna. So when you're Mechusa Gavayna, you have to what? You have to swear, you have to do something to get it. So according to the Sumpus, you also swear like that. I Sumpus doesn't hold the Hometz Mechavei Avraya. I said, Bari, that's Meshav Hashem, Bari Bari is Moida. And if I'll ask you, why is he Moida by Bari Bari? The Delt says, because a Bari Bari is a stronger Mosek. The guy is holding on to something, he's a Bari, he's a starker Mosek. As a starker Mosek, he's Moida to Rabbanan. So the Pashup Shat and the Gemara should have been that Sumchis is made of a bori or bori to the Rabbanim, because over there he's made that the din of Avayitim Mechavel Avaraya. Why? Because the Muzik is a bori, it's a stronger bori, it's a stronger Muzik, and therefore, so why do you swear? For the same reason, you swear because Avayitim Mechavel Avaraya, low level, level 2. That should have been the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says not like that. How do I know that Rashi says not like that? We said 2 diukim last week. The first diukim is Rashi apologizes, why don't you swear Hashem or Hashem? Says Rashi, Rashi says that since they're both the Shemas, I can't put a Shema on you. So Kasha number one is, why does Rashi have to explain why you don't swear by Shema? I said a cynical Kasha on Thursday. The Gemara never bothered to explain once, even till now, why you don't swear according to Sumchus. The Gemara never bothered once till now to explain why you don't swear according to Sumchus. The Gemara never bothered even once to explain why you don't swear according to Sumchus. But more than that, the Gemara, Rashi never bothered to explain. Rashi never bothered to explain why you don't swear according to Sumchus. Why did Rashi bother to explain? It was self-evident in the Gemara. The reason why he swears is because of the way to make a veil of Araya. The reason why he swears is because of the Chosuk of Hainas. Some puts all of it. Hosefus Rashi all over here has to start to explain over here why you don't swear by Shem B'Shama. You don't swear by Shem B'Shama for the same reason. They didn't swear at all now. Why does Rashi have to speak out to Shem B'Shama? I can't give you a shul because you don't know. If you don't know, you can't swear. That's obvious. Why is there a need to explain that? Although it's a double posture. Fakert. Like some puts is posture that you don't swear because some puts doesn't hold the words of Mechavel of Araya. Nor Voss. When it's a bari, a bari. He's made it to the Rabbanu. So, the same way that till now there was no need for Rashi to bother to explain why let some because you don't swear by our Mishnah, so why does he have to explain why B'Shem B'Shem you don't swear? You don't swear because of whatever reason he took until now. Because he doesn't hold the Omeitz Mechavel Avaraya. Second thing I said over Rav Asher was he says, you keep not going to mirror me Alai Hu Shvur. Since both guys are Shema, both guys don't have to swear. We asked both guys, Alai, if the reason why you swear because of Omeitz Mechavel Avaraya, the only candidate for a shua is the Baal HaPona, not the Baal HaShor. It's a shocking deer, by the way. What's the Mimi Allah Yushua? Over there, you don't swear, because we can't give them both a shua. Yitzhar was to give them both a shua. Why should they both swear? Only the reason why you swear according to the Rabbanon is because you're being mighty, because you're Mechusa Gavayna. So that only applies to the Baal HaPona who's coming to take out money. Why in the world would I think that both of them swear? Because of these two, not the Yukum, the first Rashis, it's clear. So when the Gemara said that Sumchus was made by Bari or Bari, and therefore you swear, it was not because of the reason of the Rabbanon. That's A. Because if the reason was according to the Rabbanon, so it's Pasha why by Shema V'Shema you don't swear, and it's also Pasha by Shema V'Shema, the only one who's going to swear is going to be the Baal HaPora, not the Tavayim. Remember Alayim. Elamai, it's clear that what the Gemara meant to say over here, that the reason why he's made by Bari or Bari, is not because of the reason of the Rabbanon, it's because of the reason of Tosfos, because of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Because when you make a Chalukah, you have to swear. When you make a chalukah, you have to clarify things. When you make a chalukah, you have to varas asafik. That's first of all, the first bomb I'm dropping. That the Gemara says that Sumchus is made over here, is not because he's made to the Rabbanon. It's not because he's made to the Rabbanon. It's because he said, hold stop, this is Shua. And what's the reason why a guy swears if it's not for the Rabbanon's reason? So we have waiting in the background the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that when you make a chalukah, which is a bad psak, we say that make a Shua the varas asafik. Okay? Fact Rashi, really? That's the reason why you swear by Bari or Bari? So swear by Shem and Shem also. And let them both swear. Why both of them? Because they're both in Varas HaSafik. And that we say, they're both Shem and Shem. Shem and Shem can't swear. He doesn't know what he's going to swear. So it's Mefurash and Rashi, black and white, that when the Gemara said that Sumchus was murdered, that you swear by Bari or Bari, it wasn't for the reason of the Rabbanon. A, Rashi bothers to apologize why by Shem and Shem you don't swear. If it was because the reason of the Rabbanon doesn't need to apologize. And Satan, he says that the agenda was both guys. If the reason why you're swearing is because of Moitzi, then it's not both guys. Otherwise, it's clear that he's Moitzi to Bari that you swear in our Mishnah is not the reason why you swore like the Rabbanon in the Rashi before, the Rashi aligned before. The reason why you swear is because when you make a chaluk, you have to be a safik. And in that, there's a chaluk between Bari and Bari and Shem B'Shem. The chaluk between Bari and Bari and Shem B'Shem is very, very, very balbatish. Bari, Bari is what to swear, and B'Shem B'Shem there isn't what to swear. I'm not going to name Rashi because they don't know. What's the obvious question? Very nice shot. That's very good, but why did Rashi say that? Although the Gemara says in Baba Kama that by Bari Ubari he's moided to the Rabbanon. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that by Bari Ubari he's moided to the Rabbanon. So what forced Rashi to go off track now and say that even if Sumchus says you do swear by Bari Ubari, it's not because of the reason of the Rabbanon because you're a mighty? Because if that would be the reason, then he wouldn't have to go apologize by Shem B'Shem, you don't swear. He wouldn't have to go talk about two of them. Why doesn't Rashi Taka say the Gemara Kipshuta the way I brought down the Gemara when I read the Gemara? By Bari Ubari, he's moided to the Rabbanon. Which the Gemara Taka says he's moided to the Rabbanon by Bari Ubari. He's moided by Bari Ubari to the Rabbanon. So why do Rashi have to go off track and go say a new pshat? Why by Bari Ubari you swear? Because of a new reason, because of the Varas HaSafik. let him say like he wants in the Baba Kama. By Bari and Bari, he's Moed to Rabbanon. And once he's Moed to Rabbanon, then you have to swear because you're a Moed. See? And Hashem, Hashem, he doesn't hold the Rabbanon. Shalom Yisrael. Adava Pella. So I want to tell you a Bar, I once heard from Rabbi Asher 40 years ago. Yeah, I remember how it shocked me. It's a tifa vart, listen carefully. It's based on a Reb Nochum. Whole vart. What's the reason why some places is made by Bari or Bari is made to Mechavei Alvaraya? So the question of the reason why it's made is because Bari is a stronger Mozik. When the guy's a Bari, then we go with the Mozik, then we say Mechavei Alvaraya. If that's the Pshat, by the way. So then, Rashi's very shver. Why does Rashi have to go be Marachah Kyovi Lachmot to go be a new Pshat? Although we have the Pshat of the Rabbanon, and Shema V'Shema is back to normal, right? Said Rabbi Seinu that the reason why Sumchus was made by to Rabbanon is for a different reason. A. And B, that reason doesn't apply here. A, he was made by Bari, but that reason doesn't apply here. And therefore, Rashi had to learn that that he's made by Bari that you swear over here is not because of Rabbanon's reason, because of another reason. The calls there, I need to have to explain. Take out your sheets I gave you today. And I want to build a whole Shtikot Torah. I heard once Rabbi Asher, he said a Zach. Which, if the Pshat's Emes, it just shows how Rashi is Emes L'shitoso in Oymek Amondus. Check out the photostats of today. Rashi in Baba Kama L'Flamahemet Beis, Rashi in Baba Kama L'Flamahemet Beis brings down an explanation of the man Yomo who said that some people said his din even by Bari or Bari. But in that Rashi, Reb Nochum Boyrois, he has a different shot why Bari or Bari, this man demo holds not. I want to go slowly, this is a big part. Look in the Rashi, the Ramasko, Omar Sumchus Afil Bari Bari. This Rashi is going on the man demo who says that Sumchus said his din even by Bari Bari, not the stage we're holding now. Look, Rashi. Ishneim Toyin Tainas Bari. Afil Hechad the Nitva Toyin Bari Li Shaini Chayiv. Even in a case where the Nitva says, I know for sure I'm not Chayiv. For example, the Baal HaShor says, I know for sure that I didn't do any hezek. I know for sure that Uber died afterwards. Vafilu hachi, kibin de lebedina misafka, ikam akrush to cholken. The karma season to lake the sumchus. But Nochem said, pick up your ears and listen to the Rashi. The one who holds Bari v'Bari also, we say, Amay Tzich Veil Vraya. Even though the Nitva is a Bari, why does he argue? We'll start from backwards and we'll very strange Rashi. Rashi says, Kivan to Lagabe beat Beidina Misafka, but Bezdin has a Suffolk. But what does he want? Bezdin has a Suffolk, he should say, Sumchus doesn't hold up a Moitzi Mechavel Varaya, Sayef the Nitva as a Shema, Sayef the Nitva as a Bari. What is this apology that he said it even by Bari or Bari because Bezdin knows that it's a Suffolk? What does he want? What does it mean that Bezdin knows that it's a Suffolk? What does it mean that Bezdin knows that it's a Suffolk? Vos Mentos. He should say that I hold the Sumchus said his din. I don't hold the Hametz Mechavel Raya. I hold Mom and Hamut was Abachokim. Always. Sayef the Nitva as a Shema, Sayef the Nitva as a Bori. Why is he apologizing and on these three words? Kivon de la Beidina Misafka, Bezdin has a Suffolk. What do they mean? Explain to Reb Nochum. Stay in this Rashi that the reason why the Mandiyama who says Sumchus was made to Bari Bari wasn't because it's a stronger Mozik. Over there, he's made that we say Hametz Mechavel Raya. It's a different reason. Sadr Nochem state in this Rashi that when the Nitva is a Bari, the Nitva says, I know for sure this is what happened, then Sumchus is Moida because it's not called we have a Suffolk. However, the Nitva himself doesn't have a Suffolk. Sumchus said a radical Zach. I said this yesterday. Sumchus says a radical Zach. He doesn't hold the Vetchum of Raya. Suffolk overpowers everything. Suffolk overpowers Mozakas. I have to stress this again. Sumchus said a radical shot. You have a Nimza over Bezida. Okay, you have a Suffolk. How many moves it? Go fly a kite. Prove that you owe me. Mecha Tesi. What's that? Who said? Mecha Tesi. So, the answer is Suffolk. Listen to what he said. Came along a man down and said, Suffolk? That's Kol's man. The Nitva also has a Suffolk. When the Nitva doesn't have a Suffolk, it's not called a Suffolk. That's not called a Suffolk. You want to go tell me that the Suffolk could overpower the Mozakas of the Nitva? Hale, what is the radicalization of Sumchus? I don't know whether the Uber died before or afterwards. We go to the guy and say, pay $500. What's up? It's a Mozik. It's a Suffolk. said the man Yomer and said that the ability of the Sofik to break the Muzakis is when the Muzak himself has a Sofik. So then we say the Sofik breaks the Muzak. When the Muzak himself is not a Sofik, that's not called a Sofik. That's not called a Sofik to break the Muzak. Because Klappi the Muzak, he doesn't have a Sofik. He's tiny barley. He says, I know what happened. As our level of Sofik, so it's not the word is that I'm a stronger Muzak. The word is that that's not called a Sofik to break a Muzak. In order to be a Sofik to break a Muzak, it has to be that the Muzak himself has a Sofik. Then we could say that Hagam, that he's a Muzak. But since he himself doesn't know, so then we have this radical pshat of Sukkahs that Sofik breaks Muzakis, which is, by the way, the line, the logo of Sukkahs all over Shas, the way Tosis brings him down. Said Rashi, but the Mandioma who holds Bori Bori Loyomar. But the Madiyomo holds Boriu Bori Loyomar. But the Madiyomo holds Boriu Bori Loyomar. He holds no. They're all, excuse me, Omar. Omar. Why? Listen to the Lashon of Tosis. Either guy doesn't have a Sofik. Zok Rashi. De la Beidina Misafkale. But Bezdin has a Sofik, right? That's enough. The Machlokes of Boriu Bori and now Boriu Bori is not whether a Bori is strong or not. Is it called a Sofik to break a Muchzakas when the Muchzak himself is a Bari? One man the Yomar holds on? When the Nitva himself is a Bari, they'll say, Shishkin Sofik. I mean, do you want a Sofik to go break a Muchzakas? It has to be that he has a Sofik. If he has a Sofik, Hagam that it's a Sofik, and Hagam that he should say, Mehechatezi, no, we say no. Sofik breaks the Muchzakas. What happens if he's a Bari, he doesn't have a Sofik? They'll say, Shishkin Sofik. Sok Rashi, and what does the other guy hold? What is the one who holds that he said isn't eaten by Bari Bari? Where's your Sofik? Because the Beidina Misafkale, you know, Reb Nochem built a whole tower over here, a whole size tower. From the fact that Rashi speaks out in the Mandiyama that he said even by Bari or Bari, Rashi apologizes because Bezdin has a Sofik, built from this Reb Nochem that the agenda is there a Sofik? Does I don't see how Reb Nochem bided us? Since Rashi says that the reason why the one who said that Sumka said is din by Bari or Bari said it because Bezdin has a Sofik, Frekin Lachem was Rashi have to apologize for. He said, wasn't he? By Bari or Bari, Sofik breaks it. No. Because the agenda was, the Sofik finished. The one who holds that, it's not so posh. It was, why does he have to apologize if Bezdin has a Sofik? Because the problem when the Nitva has a Bari is it's not called a Sofik. That's not called the object in the state of Sofik, clapping my Muchzakas. I hold there's no Sofik. So when you can't use a Sofik to break my Muchzakas if clapping me, there's no Muchzik. Says Rashi in apology. But Bezdin has a Sofik. It's more autograph, you know? Is that a different way? Yeah, I'm not learning to parashi. Why does Rashi have to apologize and say that the Mandiyama who said even by Bori or Bori because Beis Dina Misafkli, who gives about the Bezdin? What's Bezdin coming here? He said it in, yeah. So because it's a little bit weird. The Tzeres says Rashi was bothered. Why talk about Bori or Bori? There's not going to be a Sofik there. So Bezdin has a Sofik. The Sofik of Bezdin is enough to break your Muchzakas. It's Achim Zgala and Rashi that the reason why the Mandiyama holds Bori Bori Loyama. So this is Gala from Rashi. From the fact that Rashi apologized in the Man Yomu who said even when it's Bari or Bari, it's because Bezdin has a Sofik, even though you don't have a Sofik. Said Reb Nochem is Geboit from them backwards, that the Man Yomu holds that Bebori Loyomar. It's Geboit backwards, that the one who said Bebori Loyomar, what's the reason? Stam, because it's a strong Chazaka? No. Because it's no Sofik. Because I'm a Bari, Ichavnishkein Sofik. It's not enough Nisafka Lebedino. It has to be a Sofik to me in order to break my Chazaka, and I don't have a Sofik. That's a different word. That's just a word. You go in don't have a Zagreshmak. Somebody doesn't. No, they don't have a life. That's a life. Yeah? Because if you doubt you want to use the Sofik to break my Mukhzakoyas, it has to be a Sofik clapping me also. So state Rashi. And all the Mandiyam holds, it's enough that it's a Sofik clapping Bezdin to break your Mukhzakoyas. Shocking with Nochem. Shocking Rashi. It's before Shirashi. What's Rashi apologizing for? Rashi saying, Bezdin has a Sofik. Lafuki what? The guy himself doesn't have a Sofik. That's the Pshat in the other Mandiyama. Hold on, we're step one. Zochim Sbar in this Rashi in Baba Kama, Lefir Mlochim. If Zochim Sbar, Lefir this Rashi in Mlochim, that Zochim Sbar, that the reason why Shumchus was made by Bari or Bari to the Dinah Vaitik of El Raya wasn't because it's a stronger Mugzagas. The Chazbar and this Rashi, so why was he made by Bari Bari Lefi that man Diyomar, who doesn't hold of Sofik Lebedina? Because there's no Sofik. Not because it's a stronger Muzik, because there's no Sofik, right? I'm a Muzik, and there's no Sofik in my Muzakis. That's step one. Step two. Seder Bosher, 40 years ago. Yeah? Help you remember what you learned 40 years from now. Amen. Thank you. Can you say amen? Say amen? Can you say amen? What? The harder was you like to remember? We're still doing it around. And if you want to have a source that you remember in 40 years, then you'll know it now. Just don't fuck it. Yeah, what is it? You can remember you learned 40 years from now? What? You'll come meet me 40 years from now, Ben. Hope I'm around. I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
Listening? That's step one. Yeah? What do you say? You should start to stand on your own two feet already by then. You know how old you're going to be then? What? You'll be 65. Maybe 70. We'll be walkers. We can make a group eight. Walkers, yeah? Listen carefully. That's step one. You heard? Step one is, Rabbi Isai. Step one is that Rashi learned a noob shot in white body by his mother. Nifl Moid, Forsha Rashi, Forsha Mloch, Moid the Kareid, Tifarid. Said Rabbi Asher, if that's the Pshat, watch what happened. You're not listening, Mike, you're not going to know it. Yeah. Said Rabbi Asher, if that's the reason why the Bari or Bari, he's Moid to the Rabbanon, it doesn't apply in our Mishnah. Because why was he Moid to the Rabbanon? Because when I'm a Bari, I'm a Mosek, and I'm a Bari, he's also a Kareid. Said Rabbi Asher, that's Afazoi Vait, that you're holding it alone. By Shai Merz and Betalis, we were already know the Fi Rashi, you're both holding it together, correct? I'll tell you the Lashon he said. The Muchzokas alain is a Suffolk. What do you mean there's no Suffolk over here? The Muchzokas is in a state of Suffolk, of two people holding on to the whole Talis together. So what do you tell me, there's no Suffolk here? If the Maila of Bori is that when I'm a Bori, I'm a stronger Muchzik, it's harder to take away from me, he's Maitre to the Rabbanon. Say this, I don't care if people are holding on together. But if the Milo of Bori is the Bori to Zayt, that there's no Suffolk, because this man, the Omohot, I don't care about Mesafkul Abed, that's to be Suffolk to me. So what's the Milo of Bori? Bori is Mesalik to Suffolk. Bori says, I'm a Mokzak, and there's no Suffolk over here. A guy whose Mokzak is itself is a state of Suffolk can say there's no Suffolk, your Bori has meaning. Your Bori can wipe away the Metzias of the Suffolk, that there's two people who have a Mokzak is on the entire Talis together. Chas v'shalom. So over here you don't have the Milo of Bori. If the Milo of Bori, that's a stronger Mokzik. I'm a stronger Mokzik because I'm a Bori. If the Milo of Bori is to be Mesalik to Suffolk, you can't be Mesalik to Suffolk by Shnei Merz and Betalis. Seder Basha, so over here, you don't have the Milo of Bori and Bori. Over here something's not made to the Rabbanon. Over here something's not made to the Rabbanon. It blives a Suffolk. Because the entire Milo of Bori is that Bori is Mesalik to Suffolk, and I don't hold that Ye Suffolk Lebedin. I don't hold that the Suffolk of Bezin's enough. Zakhtar Basha said it, but that's in a case where you're holding it alone. So I say, there's no Suffolk, because I'm in a state of non-Suffolk. But if your entire holding itself is a state of Suffolk, so Avadah and Avadah, in such a case, you can't go say, I'm a Bori, there's no Suffolk over here. Your Muchzak is itself is in a state of Suffolk. The male over there said, Basha, you don't have the male of Bori or Bori. Slowly. There's a Suffolk over here. Whenever you have a Suffolk breaks a Muchzak. So he's not Moedah to Rabbana at all. Slowly. So what do the Gemara mean to say Yisrael by Bari or Bari? So what do the Gemara mean to say Yisrael by Bari or Bari? For no reason. Why do you say by Bari or Bari? Because the Bari is a Suffolk. Oh, you hold it, this newfangled thing, the Bari is a Suffolk, so why don't you swear every time? So why talk about Yisrael every time? Because it's a Shem and Hashem. I can't make you swear, because by Shem and Hashem, I can't make you swear. So when the Gemara answered a chilek between Bari and Bari, Hashem and Hashem, the Gemara didn't mean to say a chilek that he's made to the Rabbanon. The Gemara meant a technical chilek between Bari and Bari and Shem and Shema. The Gemara meant to say that even though it's true he was made of a Bari and Bari, that's not going to help me explain why you swear over here. Because the Shvua of Maitzi you still don't have over here. Because the Maila of why he was made always by Bari and Bari you don't have. That's hostinous. That you don't have. So in Maila over here, it can't be that he's made of us. What's trying to say of Bari and Bari? They want me to say a new thing. That since the Maitzi by Bari and Bari, that we found, all the Gemara meant to say was, that he didn't talk about a case of Bari and Bari. Since he didn't talk about a case of Bari and Bari, that allows me to say a new thing, that the Shvua over here is because of the Varas HaSafik. I all over, he doesn't hold the Shvua of Varas HaSafik, because all over he spoke about Shema V'Shema. And by Shema V'Shema, you can't swear.
He holds on my tongue, right?
I can't hear
him. Nargumari,
hold on. No.
Motsakas?
No.
It's a steer in Gemara's?
What's a steer?
The Nag Gemara says there is Motsakas. He's masking. There is a Kaif Motsakas, which is told that it's not a Safik for Bezdin.
No, that's what he always holds. He always holds that when you have a Safik. In a Manuel's Boy, he's masking, he always holds his Motsakas. Just Chalukah destroys it. And here too, the Chalukah destroys it. Because the only reason why he's made of a Boy normally is because of Boy, there's no Safik. Over here, there is a Safik. So he sticks with his din. So what the Gemara meant to hit was a technical zach. That he, by Bari, he's made, you swear, because of the virus of Suffolk.
Here, why do you have a Suffolk, right?
Because there's a Suffolk here. Suffolk always beats up Mosik. Aye, so why do you swear the virus of Suffolk? So why do you swear always? Because it's a Shema, Shema, you don't know about this way. That's what forced Rashi to say that when the Gemara meant the so I'm repeating again, now the other ones know what I mean. It's a technical question, Bari, Shema, Shema. I'll say it in English now, if you don't mind. La Olam, Sumchus agrees, you swear over here. And the reason why you swear over here is why? Is because why? Because of Varas HaSafik. Why over there is Varas HaSafik? Because over there was Shem Roshama. If over there would be Bari or Bari, I wouldn't have a terrorist, because you should swear over there. That's what he called that. So what they wanted me to say was, La Olam, Kishtim, with Sumchus, not because of the Rabbanon. Not because of the Rabbanon. Slowly watch what I'm saying. I'm saying now summary. And the reason why he swears is not because of the Rabbanon, because he doesn't hold up the concept of Mokzakis, okay? He doesn't hold the concept of Mokzakis. He doesn't hold the Mokzakis when there's a Suffolk. So why are we here? He swears because of our Suffolk. Why all over now? Because all over, Hashem and Hashem. And who told you all over Hashem and Hashem? Because he didn't say anything about Bari or Bari, Atkan. Now the new Kasha. He didn't say anything about Bari or Bari, so we have to come up to the reasons. Say because of the Rabbanon. The answer is because the reason why it's made about Bari or Bari, the Rabbanon, they're going to apply over here. I just said a whole summary of what I just said. The Gemara answered, if he's some Chris, the reason why he swears is not because there is another Rabbanon. The reason why he swears is why? The virus of Suffolk. I know that from Rashi Mefurish. So why did you do the virus of Suffolk always? Because always it's a Shema V'Shema. Who told you that? Because some Chris always spoke by Shema V'Shema. Now the reason why some Chris spoke by Shema V'Shema is because of another reason, because of the Gemara Baba Kama. The reason why some Chris spoke by Shema V'Shema was because of internal some Chris reasons. But the Maisa, the Shvu of our Mishnah, was because of the virus of Suffolk, wasn't said by Shema V'Shema. You're asking a new kasha. Why did Rashi have to come on to such a high newfalutin thing? Let him just say that he's worried about Bari Bari. Because the reason why Sumchus is worried is that Rabbanah Bari Bari doesn't apply over here. So we're left with just a technical answer to say that when it's Bari Bari, it's real the virus of Suffolk, and when it's Shema V'Shema now. Fegdi Gemara, Ula Rabba Barabuna, Dama, Sumchus, I feel Bari Bari. Michael, man, we're stuck. Because if Sumchus said it, then even where? Bari. So let's see. The reason of the Rabbanon can't apply, why? He doesn't know the right way to make a veil raya. And the reason of the Varas HaSafik can't apply, why? Because why over there not? It's Bari also. So the technical chilik that we said from Bari, Shem Hashem, doesn't apply because he said his name even by Bari. How does Tosis learn this Gemara, by the way? How does Tosis learn this Gemara? Same way as Rashi. What did the Gemara say? We were holding out. Why do you swear according to Rabbanon? Why do you swear according to Rabbanon? Not because of, why is it, one of those things? You swear because of Varas HaSafik. Sumchus doesn't hold of it. Everyone Sumchus does hold of it. Where by Bari Bari? Not by Shema V'Shema. Why not by Shema V'Shema? Because he can't swear. Frank the Gemara, but according to Rabbi Hunan, that he said, even by Bari Bari, why did you swear over there of Varas HaSafik? So now we move on to territory number three.
Well,
I can't hear.
I was going to say that first earlier, a bunch of chat places.
But there is no chat. The chat all the time was of Varas HaSafik.
It's true, still. Still
fits.
It's only
because of
Varas
HaSafik. There's no other way of learning. What's the difference between Bari Shem and Shem in the world of the Varas HaSafik? Can you? No, but it doesn't hold it. That the reason why you swear over here is because of Moksik and Tosis. You forgot. And Tosis is the only reason why you swear all along was because of Varas HaSafik. But we never had such a middle dargum chal. There's Achaz HaMtzah of Rashi. There's no reason to go create a new thing over here. Rashi doesn't say a word. Rashi doesn't say a word. No, he says a word such a shot. So we're flowing with the Gemara, it's very geshmak. You can't go along and say such a pshat that the reason why you swear because of the middle of multiple times doesn't hold such a pshat. Besides the fact, we already spoke 100 times. Some of us don't argue about such a thing according to Tosis. It doesn't apply over here. It's not a case of Dr. Meiner. I didn't say you. The Gemara, why are we swearing to Dr. Bonner? Why are you swearing to Dr. Bonner? Okay, so I wasn't going to some because somebody, and was the cash from some because he doesn't hold the bar, right? And think about Bari Bari, he does. What's wrong? Why is there a problem? Meshem, Meshem, but why not? Because you can't swear like Rashi says. Tosis is Pasha. And Rashi is the one who made the Mapecha because of the Shtikla of Nochem and Rabashim. Michael, what's the problem?
There's no time for
this. Okay.
No time for this.
Okay, so we'll reconvene at 1:05. Talk to the Gemara. So what are we doing? We're back to the square one again. We have a steve at the sukkahs. Why do you swear? Why do you swear? Let your bond and you swear, okay, so who's going to hold of it? You swear because of Asa Safik, he doesn't hold of it. By Bar, you don't swear. If you would be made by Shabbat, Shabbat. Twice the same thing. Everything more in the terrace. I feel the time of Sumchus. Next stage. Stage 3 of the Gemara. Kiyama Sumchus, Echad, you could draw the Moino. Echad, I could draw the Moino, boy. Stop right here, broke out a huge machlek as Rashi tells us how to read this Gemara. According to Rashi, the word draw the Moino means what? Loss. According to Rashi, the Gemara means loss. What's loss mean? Loss means that when did Sumchus say his din of Yachleku, when somebody's for sure going to lose money by us, by Mitzia, by Mekach, you're not for sure going to lose because you work it out. What's the Pashmina Gemara? Pashmina Gemara is that when somebody's losing, so what? Be careful now. Therefore what? So when there's a loss, there's a reason not to swear. But when there's no loss, then there's a reason to swear. Why do you swear? I repeat, I spoke about this last week in passing. Okay. So why do you swear? Here again. So why do you swear? You could say, Rabban on the Halal, because you're Mitzvah, right? So then why don't you swear when there's a loss? That is a loss is the reason why you're not called a Mitzvah, right? I'm asking a shocking kash over here. What is it, Gemara? So a new Torah. I'm in Rashi now. Everything Gemara, no. Light, Rabban, and you swear, why? Because you're Mitzvah, Gavain, Later, but why do you swear? Because you're waiting to make a Sumchus says you don't swear. No, that's only when there's a loss. Over here, when there's no loss, you swear. And why do you swear by us when there's no loss? Because you might as a Rabbanim. So then why don't you swear when there is a loss? When there's a loss, there's a reason not to swear when you're being a mighty. If you're a mighty, you're a mighty. Because if there's a loss or not. I'm asking a shocking kasha you all should have had for a Seder in Pasha Pshat, in the Gemara, in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, that the Eilam is holding so stark here. Sorry. What's it going? What are we holding? Let Rabbanah, we're back to Rabbanah. Rabbanah, we swear why? Because you're almighty. Someone's not older almighty. Everything why? Yeah! That's why you're doing why now when there's a loss. Over here, when there's no loss, swear. Frankly, I don't understand. What do you mean there's a loss, swear? Why do you swear over here? Because the Rabbanah's reason? Because you're almighty? So why when there's a loss, you don't swear? The fact that one guy's vada going to lose is a reason to patter a guy from the din of almighty mechavel haraya? About or not? The answer is stage 3. The Gemara didn't mean that Sumchus is made to the Shavuot Rabbanan. The Gemara meant to say that Sumchus you don't swear to Rabbanan. You know why that Sumchus you don't swear to Rabbanan? Because I don't yell out. Why do you swear to Because he doesn't know the words of Mariah. He doesn't know the words of Mariah. Sumchus can't be made to Rabbanan. That's why you swear. The ball game's over. The ball game's over. In the previous stage, I had to say, Holstein Kotarim, maybe he's made to Rabbanan. I said, also not, because Rav Nachman was right. But over here, Sumchus said, Sabbath, Bari, Sabbath, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. So why are you swearing over here? Because your Almighty doesn't hold of Almighty. Loss, not loss, who cares? Is a Vada and a Vada, is Mukhuch over here again. That the reason why Sumchus holds you swear is not because of the reason of the Ravana. Why do you swear? Because of Aras HaSafik. And why over there don't you swear of Aras HaSafik? Because over there somebody's losing money. If somebody loses money, you want to expedite as quickly as possible. They should get his money. We want to make a chalukah quicker. What is it? No, not a time thing. About people are losing. We're making it's more of a reason to do a yachlukah when somebody's losing. When somebody's losing, it's more of a reason to do yachlukah. And when it's more of a reason to do yachlukah, it's less of a reason to do a shvuah. The more motivated I am to give him half, the less I'm motivated to make him do a shvuah. But the shvuah that we're talking about is the varas asofik. It's not the shvuah that I want. And I repeat again. If the Gemara meant to say, afilu tema som, because he's made to the Rabbanan, I couldn't care less whether you're losing or you're not losing. The Maisa Amay to Mechavel Raya, the Torah says it can't be Amay to Rabbanan. He doesn't hold it Rabbanan. He doesn't hold it Amay to Mechavel Raya. So what do you want me to say? He's Amay that you swear because of Aras HaSafik, the new reason. I said, why all over some place in Machlof in Shoshan Argus, why don't you hold of it? Because there's a loss of money over there. If there's a loss of money, in the Mele, what do you call it? Fakdi Gemara, you're wrong. The Lav Kavu Chaymeru, it's Puk Fakert. Umahosim, he could draw the money of Lamar, he could draw the money of Lamar. He could name a cool Lamar, he could name a cool Lamar. Almost up as well as up a hook, and they sure have like a draw the money. He could name a Lamar, he was a So they go, it's not true, your swear is wrong. When there's a loss, there's more of a reason to go ahead and swear. Why? Because somebody's losing. Says the Gemara, Pumpfucker, your lung, this is wrong. You're telling me that when there's a loss, there's more of a reason to do Yachleku, and therefore there's less of a reason to swear. Your lung, this is wrong. The Lav Kabochaimu is Pumpfucker. When somebody's losing, so swear before the other guy loses money. The Lav Kabochaimu is Pumpfucker. If there's a draw to a mine, if there's a hefsid, Fakir, it's more of a reason to swear. So the Gemara says that's not a teretz either. So teretz number one that he wanted to answer that he's made by Bari or Bari that he swear because of Mevaras HaSofek is not true because he argued him by Bari or Bari. Teretz number two, they want to say that he's made over here that you over there you don't swear Mevaras HaSofek. Why? Because it's a loss, it's not a svara. Fakir, it's a reason why you should swear. Now, that's the Gemara according to Rashi. According to Tosis, what's the Gemara saying? And the Gemara over there is a Dror HaDeMayna. What does Dror HaDeMayna mean according to Tosis all over Shas? The only time the same year stuff like this says over here, it means something else. So what's the Gemara's Torah, it's why you don't swear. What the Gemara's saying is over there, it's a different Yachleiko in Gansan. And when the Yachleiko is the only time the same year stuff like we don't demand from you a reason to swear. It's such a powerful Yachleiko, over there you don't have to devise the suffix. When it's a mega powerful Yachleiko of draw the mind, you don't have to swear. When it's a mega powerful of Yachleiko, of the only time the same year stuff like you don't have to swear. Now you'll all agree that according to Tosis, the Gemara's Torah is a very powerful Torah. The Gemara's saying a Torah on Shvua, that it's a different Yachleiku. When do I do a Yachleiku with a Shvua? What is that a Dror HaDeMayna? It's a Tosis. So we say, listen, the Gemara's on something clarifying. Is that mega Yachleiku, which is coming Machmas, a Dror HaDeMayna, but later on the same Yesh Sofik? In a Zach case, Chas V'Shalom, we're not going to make you swear. If I care over there's a mega engine, why do you do Yachleiku? So what's the major problem now? So what's the major issue now? What's the major Tzara now? So what's the Yachleiku? What's the Kabbalah now? What's the Mosef Alav Kabbalah? No, the Gemara flips it. Bishlam according to Rashi. Bishlam according to Rashi. Bishlam according to Rashi, you learn that the svara why you don't swear over there is because you're losing money. So the Gemara, losing money is not a reason not to swear. Losing money is a reason to swear. But according to the Halakha Taisus, who learns that what? That Dror HaDeMayna is not about losing money. Dror HaDeMayna means that it's a mega suffix, and a mega suffix is more of a reason to do Yachleiku. And therefore, there's no reason to swear. What's the Kabbalah Chaimer? He asked you to say the Halakha Maram. The Maram asked the Kasha. And the Maram says, the Kabbalah Chaimer reads like this. But still, we read it like this. Even though it's Dror HaDeMayna, even though there's a reason to make Yachleiku, but Iklamei Makul Lamar, and still you don't swear, Koshkin over here, where it could be both of them. What the Gemara says is, you're right, Dror HaDeMayna is a powerful reason to do Yachleiku. But Kula Shali is even a more stronger reason why you have to swear. So the Kabbalah Chaimer wasn't from Dror HaDeMayna. Loi Rashi, who learns that the word Dror HaDeMayna means Hefsid, the Gemara says a real legal tender Kabbalah Chaimer. You want to go tell me that the reason why you don't swear over there because there's a loss? Fakert, loss is the reason why you should swear. The loud Kabbalah Chaimer, he wasn't from Fakert. But according to Tosfos, that the word Dror HaDeMayna is the Belita in the same Yesh Sofik, that it's a mega Sofik, and therefore it's a mega Yachleiku, and a mega Yachleiku doesn't need a Shvua because the Yachleiku is such a powerful Yachleiku. So what's the Kabbalah Chaimer? What the Gemara change minds? Says the Maamar Nachanami, the Gemara didn't reverse on the Dror HaDeMayna. You read it like this. Uma Hosam, Madach over there, that even though there's a Dror HaDeMayna, but there's an Ikalamema Kula Lamar, the Svara of Kula Lamar and Kula Lamar is such a powerful Svara, a reason why you should swear. We still have a Kolshkein despite the fact that it's Dror HaDeMayna over there. That's what the Maram speaks out. And what it means is that Madach over there, where it's Kula Lamar, we let you get off without a Shvua. Kolshkein over here, where it could be both of theirs. And what the Gemara is saying is, I'm going to detour around the Svara of Dror HaDeMayna. Why do you want to go tell me that Dror HaDeMayna is a powerful Svara, why we do Yachleiku without a Shvua? There's an even more powerful reason why over there you should swear, because it's either Kula Shali, and when it's a case of either Kula, we have a motivation, go swear to clarify what's going on. So the Gemara, the Teretz answered that Dror HaDeMayna is a powerful Yachleiku. Says the Gemara, you're right. Mitzad Gidre Yachleiku, it's much more powerful there than here. But Mitzad Shvua, there's much more reason why you should swear over here than over there, because over there it's cooler, and over here it could be Chetzi, so there's less of a motivation to swear. So the Gemara says, Richtig, Mitzad Gidre HaChaluka, it's a very complicated Gemara, if you Tosis. Because according to Tosis, the flip doesn't make sense. Dror HaDeMayna is a reason why it's a powerful Chaluka. What's the law of Kabbalah Chaimer? What's the Faker? According to Rashi, the Kabbalah Chaimer is beautiful. The Gemara held originally that when there's a loss, there's a reason to do Yachleiku. And the Gemara says, Faker, when there's a loss, there's a reason yet to swear, because you're making somebody lose. It can go two ways. That's a two-sided part. But the Pshat of Tosis, that Dror HaDeMayna means, B'lei Tam Nesem Yesh Sofik, that it's a mega Sofik, that's not reversible. What's there to say the other way around? It doesn't have two sides to it. Hefsid has two sides to it. Hefsid is a reason why I should give you here, and Hefsid is the reason why I shouldn't give you here. So the Gemara juggles back and forth. But in the world of the light, time the same year suffix, there's nothing to negotiate. Over there, it's a megiyah flake. Well, of course, you don't swear over there. Says the Marav and Acharavi, the Gemara didn't mean to say that the Lav Kavachem is based on Jorah Demolina. Rashi says Mefurash. The Gemara reversed. The Gemara said, no. Jorah Demolina is a reason yet to swear. According to Tosfos, Jorah Demolina can't be a reason to swear. It's only one sided. Says the Marav that what the Gemara meant to say was, even though it's a Jorah Demolina, and there's a lomdus to it. If you're dining up on the din yachleku, for sure over there is a much more reason to do yachleku, because we don't say me a suffix. But if you're dining up on shvua, there's a much more reason over there to swear, because it's oy kulu demar or kulu demas. I'll try to clarify. Now, shenkin over here, at the end of the day, it could be both of them. So when you're asked to the mirror, you need to swear. And what the Gemara is saying is that as far as the shvua is concerned, the swear of kulu demar overpowers the mila of drawer de lamayna. That's what the Maram and the Marshal both speak out. So we have six machlekes in over here in the sukkah. Right? Right? This is it. We're done with this for Tafshin Pei Vav. We're making faith. I did 2 days longer than Tafshin Pei Aleph. Yeah? Listen carefully. 6 months later. What are the 6 months later? One. Yeah, with me? Leila Masis and Deloikusum was what did it mean? According to Rashi, it meant 6 months later in Rashi Taisis. 6 months later, Rashi, they wake you up in the middle of the night. And they ask you, what are the 6 machlekes in between Rashi and Tosfos and the sugi of Sumpas? This is it. Or in the next world, one of the two. Yeah? This is what they talk about, by the way. They don't ask you to kill Charlie Kirk. They ask you 6 machlekes in Rashi, Tosfos, on Pshat and Sumpas, by the way. Okay? Nobody's interested in Narishkeit over there. What are the 6 machlekes in? Machlekes number one is, when the Gemara says, according to Rashi, the Gemara meant to make a lambda shavart. That the reason why you swear is because it's a middle level, and that doesn't stand with Sumpas. According to Tosfos, there's no such thing. Watch what I'm saying now, because the whole concept of Sumpas doesn't apply over here, because it's not a drawer of the mind, it doesn't even stop. The pshat is that reason why he swears the virus is suffic. Says the Gemara, Sumpas doesn't hold of it. I don't know if they're one or not. Machlekes one. Machlekes two. What was the kasha aliba derabanan? What was the kasha aliba derabanan? According to Rashi, the kasha aliba derabanan was, amoyti mechavel rai, you shouldn't even get here. If you're in Gansan amoyti, you need aidim. You shouldn't get anything. According to Rishonim, it's punkfakar. The machlekes is you shouldn't have to swear b'chal because it's engansed by mine. Two extremes. It's by me. Machlekes number three is what's the Gemara's teretz of Tavaru Tafsi? Everything more no. According to Rashi, Tavaru Tafsi means that I'm not a moitzi because I'm also holding on to the whole thing. I'm a muchzik gavaina. According to Tosfos, it means that I'm not exclusively a muchzik in this half because Tavaru Tafsi, so I'm not kemuchulokim dummy. Machlekes number four. But the Gemara says a kal v'chaimer lefihu. Kavuchemer lefi sumchus. Madach over there, sumchus says, you don't have to swear kolshkin over here. What's the kavuchemer? According to Tais Rashi, the kavuchemer is pashat. Madach over there, we are holding on to it alone. He holds it, you don't have to swear because he doesn't hold it on mitzi. Kolshkin, two people are holding on to it. According to Tais, what's the kavuchemer? The reason why he's swearing is not because of a mitzi. The reason why he's swearing, according to Tais, is why? Because of a suffix. What's the kavuchemer? Madach over there, where one guy's holding on to it, where there's less of a reason to yachlik, you don't need to mevar it. Koshkin, when two people are holding on to it, there's less of a reason to mevar it. Machlekes number five. What does it mean, Dror Domaina? According to Rashi, Dror Domaina, since there's a loss, there's more of a reason to make yachliku without a shvua. According to Tosfos, it means, it's a different type of yachliku. Machlekes number six is what's the lav kavuchemer. According to Rashi, the Gemara flipped on that alone. And according to Tosfos, it can't be, because Dror Domaina is a reason why you make a chlek without a shvua. The Gemara came along with a new reason, that as far as shvua is concerned, Kula Shaleh and Pagra Shaleh is different. Tonight in Mitzvah Shem, there'll be the Vahad on Tefillah at a quarter of 11. You all noticed on the sheet there'll be a Suda Mitzvah Shem this Friday night in Ramat Shlomo. It's a short walk back, by the way, and it's supposed to be good weather.